Hey everybody, welcome back. It's Brendan, and welcome to another episode of Questions, Comments, and Concerns. It's Maya and I's bi-weekly chat show where we dissect all things pop culture. On this week's episode, we're discussing everything from the Grammys, Halsey and The Weeknd, getting snubbed, and the best celebrity feud so far of 2020. Send us your questions, comments, and concerns about this week's topics to workthepod@gmail.com. That's workthepod@gmail.com. Now let's start this show.
Hey guys. Hey everyone. Ooh. Welcome back to Questions, Comments, and Concerns. It's Maya. He's Brendan.
Ooh, yes I am. Yes I am. Hi.
Welcome back, y'all. What's good? Brendan, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good, very low key, very you know, just kept it real minimal, real simple, just the, you know, me and a couple other people, but we had some real good food. Just ate my face off pretty much.
Okay.
And had some leftovers, and you know, and have been going strong on some leftovers, I must say. I mean, I'm over the leftovers, I feel like, at this point. It's been like, you know what I mean? But they served us well.
More than 2 days of leftovers, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, I understand, like, do I understand the desire to, like, want to be like, oh, yeah, you don't want to waste food? Yeah, like, I get it, right? Whatever. But, like, I'm with you. Like, I'm, like, 2 days, and that's it for me. Like, I don't want this. I'm not going to eat the same fucking mac and cheese for 4 days straight. I'm sorry. Doesn't mean that the mac and cheese isn't any less good. It just means I ain't trying to eat it for 4 days in a row. Sorry.
I need to switch up. Like, I don't have time for it.
Right. My body is like, give me something else.
That's so, it.
Yeah, I broke free. I had Indian food last night, which was really good. So I did, I broke the mold here of the Thanksgiving leftovers last night.
That shit gonna stay in the refrigerator because I don't want it. I said, after 1.5 days, I said, I'm done with this.
The only thing I'll be hitting up until it's done or expired or until it's finished is the desserts. I could get me, yeah. Like, I could tap into that, tap into them desserts on day four. Like, I'm about that. But, like, dinner and stuff, food, like, yeah, I need something else. I am a big fan of when people do creative things with their leftovers, though.
We never did because that in my house. So it wasn't, like, a thing.
Me either. However, last Thanksgiving, I went to part of Rob's family's house in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And, with the leftover turkey we had, his aunt made like ground up turkey stuffed empanadas, bitch. And like, a special like chili sauce on the side, bitch. Let me tell you something.
The girls be creative. I'm like, I don't have time for all that. Like, I just want to eat it the way it is. I don't got time to be putting in shit. I don't have time for all that.
Right. They're like, oh, you guys ready for leftovers? I thought we were just heating up a plate. She said, oh, no. Like, she brought out all this shit. She made empanadas. She made a whole sauce for it. I mean, let me tell you, I still crave it to this day. I literally still crave it. It was so good. That I can get behind. If you get creative with your leftovers.
The girls be cute.
Get cute with your leftovers.
Not me.
Not me. I, confession, I mean, it's not really a confession. It's a known fact about me. I'm not a cook.
Girl, we know. The fuck?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a cook. I ain't trying to cook. I'm not going to cook.
I have never in my life seen you cook literally anything. Anything. I've never seen you cook.
No. I think I can honest to God probably count on, I would even say one hand how many times I've cooked, like actually cooked.
That's accurate.
Like actually cooked. Like not like, you know, obviously like I could survive, but like I'm talking like actual like, you know, pots, pans, this, that, third, you know, all that.
No.
I don't know if you're doing that.
That's no.
I don't do that. No. That is not my steez. It's not my MO. It's not what I'm about. Sorry. But hey. Got that ring now.
Disgusting. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, they said it was cute. You did some shopping for Cyber Monday, girl. I got some stuff off ASOS because they got 70% off plus 20% off. And I got me an Adidas shirt for $15, bitch.
It was cute. Look, I've been seeing all these deals. All these deals. I don't shop Fashion Nova, obviously, but I saw that they were doing 90% off. I said, damn.
Fashion Nova always 90% off every right. year. They fake for it.
But I like not just like the Black Friday and the Cyber Monday deals, which are 90% off, 50, 60% off. That's pretty much about how off my finances are from last year. So, you know, we're taking a break this Cyber Monday.
Oh, I can't breathe.
We're taking a little break this Cyber Monday. But baby, we will be back and better.
In 2021.
In 2021, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, get ready.
So don't expect any Christmas gifts from Brendan this year because he's not giving it to you, girl.
Shit. No.
It's not happening, girl.
Don't even, yeah, no. And I'm not even like a Walgreens gift or nothing.
Whoa, he'd even go to Dollar Tree, y'all. Ain't nothing to happen.
I might get you like somebody like a card or something, you know. Well, I'm gonna make a card handmade.
That's even cheaper. He said he gonna make a card with the shit I got in my house.
I'm gonna do construction paper. My family though, we're doing Secret Santa. So, or not even Secret Santa, it's like we do like a little like you pick a name out of a hat and then you get a present for that person and it's a $50 max.
That's all you do.
Right, but because here's the thing though, like, well, yeah, because like here's the thing, if I have to buy a fucking present for everybody in my family, bitch, I'm flat broke even on my richest of years. So and but also my family's fake as fuck because they'll be like, oh, we're only getting presents for whoever you got, and then, you know, somebody from my family will come in with a present for everybody, and it's just like, okay, I thought we agreed on this, but that's fine. Do you? The trials and tribulations of being a broke hoe.
Is that what it is?
But anyway, yeah, something like that. I might write a memoir.
Anyway, okay. So first up,
memoir.
I wanted to talk about the Grammy nominations came out for 2021.
Girl.
I haven't looked at these yet, so it's going to be a surprise to me too.
So actually,
let's go through some of the...
let me pull it up so I can listen and watch.
Popular categories, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
All I know is that Beyonce is nominated the most out of anyone. That's the only thing that I know.
Beyonce.
So we have four: Record of the Year, Black Parade, Beyonce, Colors, Black Pumas. I have no idea who that is. Rockstar, The Baby, Say So, Doja Cat, Everything I Wanted, Billie Eilish, Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa, Circles, Post Malone, and then Savage, Meg Thee Stallion, and Beyonce.
Oof, that's tough, bitch. Because, like, I think, so, like, when you think of it, when you think of this, when you think of 2020, or at least based on, since it's just selected to these few, when you think of 2020 and you think the song you heard the most out of these, which one, because that's what I think is Record of the Year, personally.
There's little descriptions underneath and I can read it. Record of the Year is awarded to the artist and the producers, recording engineers, intermixers of... the song. Well, if we're gonna go through, if we're gonna say what I've heard the most, obviously Savage, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, truth.
Which one is Circles? I put, how does that one go? What is that one?
I forget, honestly. I know, like, well, like Rockstar, that was pretty, like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if DaBaby wins, that shout out to Charlotte.
North Carolina. I don't think he's gonna win though.
But like that song was everywhere.
They don't give these awards to Black folk or rappers. So
no. Well, in that case, you know who they're probably gonna give it to?
Billie Eilish.
Is it safe? Is Doja Cat? No, Doja Cat.
Oh, you think Doja Cat?
Well, because like they're already getting enough flack, and it's like still this, you know, it's a safe pick for them to make.
Who is Black Pumas? Who the hell? Who is that?
I don't fucking know. They got blessed in this category to be with the likes.
Well, Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now was also everywhere too.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, honestly, it's hard to say.
It's a good category.
It is. I mean, there's some good choices here. I mean, I will say they did do a decent job at picking songs that were pretty much some of the most popular songs of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know who I would think to win it. I'm going to say...
I would say Beyonce, to be honest.
Yeah, probably Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Because I just think, not only was it just a good album, I just think in terms of artistry is what I look at too. Nothing against the other people who are in the category, but you know.
But if I would say not Beyonce, I feel like they would probably give it to Billie Eilish, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I could see that.
Next is album of the year. Jhené Aiko, I didn't know she had an album that came out this year, but she did. Apparently. Again with these Black Pumas, is this a group? Is this a person?
I guess I gotta listen to this album.
Like, who, let me Google it real quick. Like, literally, is it a person? Is it a group? Where they from? Do I know a song? I don't even know. American psychedelic soul band based in Austin, Texas. Okay. Anyway, back to
all right.
Back to album of the year. We have Coldplay. Also didn't know they came out with another album.
Had no idea.
Jacob Collender? Collender? I don't know who that
Collier.
Is.
Collier.
Ham. Didn't know they also. Haim. I said Ham. Hi. Didn't know they had another album came out, but I guess I'm just not up with the times. Future Nostalgia, Dua Lipa, Post Malone, Hollywood's Bleeding, and then Folklore by Taylor Swift. Due to the fact that the only album that I've heard on here is Future Nostalgia.
Yeah. I think for me, it's Future Nostalgia or Hollywood's Bleeding. I think those are the two that I would... That personally, I mean, that's a personal pick, but
did Taylor Swift's album get good reviews? This new one,
yeah. Like, I don't, here's my thing, I'm tired of, like, I don't think necessary. I guess if it was released in 2020, it's 2020, but like, how can you be like, how could you release something like a few months ago and then you're just like nominated? Like,
there's cutoff points, so they can do it.
I don't know. Well, I don't feel like it was like
that. That's probably why she dropped it when she did, so she can get nominated for a Grammy. That's what the girls do,
right?
Remember that? But like, that, like, everybody came out with an album. Do you remember that? They mm-hmm. do it so they can get nominated for a Grammy because it's cut off.
Well, I don't. I mean, I'm sure everybody ate this album up, but I haven't heard much about her album. To be honest with you,
I don't even know what a song that came from it. To be honest, I don't even.
Honestly,
I don't know.
No, me either. I ain't here for it.
I mean. Again, I would give it to Dua. I actually really liked Dua Lipa's last album, her first one, better than this one, but I thought Future Nostalgia was still a good album.
Yeah, I liked it. So I guess, because I was just trying, because the next category is Song of the Year, because I was like trying to figure out what's the difference between record and Song of the Year, and I guess song is it goes towards the songwriter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then record is kind of more of the production of it.
Mm-hmm. And the artist themselves, mm-hmm. pretty much. Right. Unless the artist is the songwriter, then it could be, you know.
Exactly.
But it looks like in this case, most of them are not.
that's a lot.
Yeah, because Taylor Swift, I mean, she writes her songs, but she's not the only one listed. Oh, Beyonce.
I've never even heard of that song. Cardigan. What?
Beyonce done really has about a whole fucking gaggle of people working on her songs.
I see Jay-Z's name in here. I'm trying to see if I recognize anybody else's name. No, I recognize Jay-Z and that's it.
Even Post Malone got a bunch of writers. I mean, every artist does, but it's just, you know, sometimes it's when you see, I mean, Billie Eilish and her brother write their songs. The, mm-hmm. Those are the songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. And doesn't he produce all her stuff too?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Or like he's a part of her production team at mm-hmm. least?
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, hey, way to keep it in the family, bitch.
That's right.
She must be talking to Kris Jenner.
Anyway, so next category, which I always find very interesting, is Best New Artist. And why I find this category interesting, because some of these motherfuckers be on here, I'd be like, yes, they knew. Which I can see half these people are not. Mm-hmm. Ingrid, who is this? Ingrid Andress? I don't know who that is. Who are these people? Noah Cyrus, they tried it with that one. They really tried it with Noah Cyrus. I'll tell you that right now.
I'll say, like, I don't mind Noah Cyrus. I actually do like some of Noah Cyrus' stuff, but, like, I don't know. I don't know anymore what's going, you know? I just don't know.
Doja Cat. I feel like they would probably give it to either Meg Thee Stallion or Doja Cat.
Oh, yeah. I hope they give it to Meg, honestly.
But I think they probably give it to Doja Cat.
Yeah, me too.
I ain't gonna lie about it.
And
then, like, those are the, you know, the top categories. Let me just scroll through and see if anything else is piques my interest. They gave one to Yummy. That's very fucking interesting. For best pop solo performance. Ooh,
which, did you see Justin Bieber is mad at that?
No, why?
So, I guess, I don't know if it's for Yummy specifically, but there's something, like, Justin Bieber, all of his album, all of his work that is listed here or nominated for a Grammy, they put in, like, changes, best pop vocal album. He said he's mad about that. Well, he's grateful that his album is nominated, but he's mad that it's in the pop category because when he created the album, he made sure, quote unquote, that it was an R&B
Justin
album. So he said that he should be, if he was to be nominated, he should have been nominated in the R&B category.
So you can automatically win. Because people don't listen to R&B anymore.
You tried it. Shut your ass up. Yeah. He's kind of upset about that.
Oh, bro, we got Rain on Me for Best Pop Duo Group Performance. Come on.
That better win. I swear to God, if EXILE or some shit wins
BTS is also nominated, so.
the girls will fucking riot.
If the ARMY win, I'm going to be like this, y'all.
No, I'm saying, like, either the ARMY or the girls, because if Taylor Swift wins, they're going to riot.
Oh, that's
all true. Of them. The girls and BTS's fans.
he said all of them. Everyone's dead. It's fine. And then I feel like, I mean, like, nothing else really, like.
Shout out to Chromatica.
Come on with it. I don't, like, nothing else.
It should have been nominated for Record of the Year. Or album. Is it nominated for album? Where is album? No, it's not. It should have been.
It should have, but it's not.
It should have been. How you put Folklore on there, but not Chromatica, as if it's any less iconic. Actually, that's a big fucking problem I have that I just found.
He said, wait a minute, let me go into this.
And I don't hate Taylor Swift, but how are you going to nominate something like Taylor Swift's album and then not nominate something like Chromatica and tell me that it didn't have a bigger cultural impact for music? Like, I don't know. It's just stupid. People eat Taylor Swift's ass, and I just don't understand why.
Oh. Also, Trevor Noah is the host of this. So I don't know how I feel about that.
Ew. Noah?
That's an interesting pick for the Grammys. I don't have anything against him, but that's just an interesting pick for the Grammys.
I guess. We're, you know, grasping at straws here, people, I guess.
I'm trying to
see if there's anybody, like, just that I'm looking through that I'm like, wow, congrats.
I'm gonna rap.
Oh. Poppy, she got nominated.
She did? For what?
For best metal performance.
I hate it. I hate it here. So I went down to rap. Best rap performance. We have Big Sean, DaBaby, Jack Harlow, Lil Baby, Meg Thee Stallion, and then Pop Smoke.
Listen to your deal.
Oh my God.
Why is Bop nominated for DaBaby? And not like Rockstar or something. Bop.
I don't know.
I could see Savage winning or probably maybe Big Sean and Nipsey. I don't know.
Yeah. And then best rap album, we have D Smoke, Bad Habits, Alfredo, Freddie Gibbs. I don't know who the fuck that is. Jay Electronica, Nas, and then Royce the 5'9". That's interesting as well. Probably
good for y'all.
Probably good to Nas, honestly.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, I don't really, I'm trying to see if there's anything else I care about.
A little bit of country. No, I'm just kidding.
Hell no. Hell no. Let's see if it fucks with who was nominated for R&B performance. So just so we can shut the fuck up. Best R&B performance, Janae Aiko, Beyonce, Brittany Howard, Emily King. I don't know who the fuck those people are, but Beyonce will most likely win that category. Justin, you really tried it. He said, put me in a category of black people. Shut your ass up.
Right, Justin, stop. Just because you ate at the barbecue don't mean that you invited it to also, everything.
I've heard many of songs off of Justin Bieber's album. None of them constitute for being R&B. Literally none of them.
No, well, it's just like, it's not going to happen. Quit trying to make it happen.
So, yeah, we'll see what the Grammys got for me. They come on January 31st.
Who is performing?
I don't know if they've announced that yet. Oh. But we'll see. But along with that,
January 31st is when it is.
Mm-hmm. Along with that, I also saw this other article that I found very interesting. So before I go into it, let's ask a general question. How do you feel about Halsey?
I don't know, honestly. I like some of her things, but sometimes I feel like she's like overhyped.
Fair. Fair. Because I'm like, I don't get it. She's very basic to me. She's not doing anything revolutionary.
Yeah, I don't see like the actual like hypeness behind it. Like there's like a level of fandom that I can't understand. But I do think some of her songs are bops for sure.
He said I'm not.
But that's about it.
So this headline, reading this on MSN. Halsey said getting an elusive Grammy nomination is contingent on knowing the right people.
Said the person who didn't get nominated.
So she made a statement on her Instagram story, and this is what it said. I've been thinking and wanting to choose my words carefully because a lot of people have extended sympathy and apology to me since the Grammy nominations. The Grammys are an elusive process. It can often be a behind-the-scenes private performances, knowing the right people, and campaigning through the grapevine and the right handshakes and bribes. That's funny. That can be just ambiguous enough to pass as not bribes. Okay. And if you get that far, it's about committing to exclusive TV performances and making sure you help the Academy make their millions in advertising on the night of the show. Okay. And then she says, perhaps sometimes it is, but not always about the music or quality or culture. I just want to get that off my chest. Okay. She says it's all about herself. And then she goes to say, The Weeknd deserves better, and Manic did too. It's unbecoming to me to say so, but I can't care anymore. So basically, the girl's mad because she didn't get nominated for a Grammy. Did Halsey have a new album this year? Who knew? Because I sure the fuck did not.
Right, like, did you?
Like, and what came off of it? What songs? I don't know. So basically, she said all of this, and then this was Saturday. What date was Saturday? This was the 28th, okay? On the 24th, I think the Grammy nominations came out on a Monday, and the 24th was a Tuesday. The Weeknd tweeted, The Grammys remain corrupt. You owe me and my fans and industry transparency. So, okay.
I guess. Here's the thing. Like, go ahead. Because, like, I want to hear your thoughts.
Why are you so, like, maybe we shouldn't put so much weight on this award that if you guys all know that it's fucking rigged, don't put so much weight on it as you as an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If we all know, which we all do know it's rigged because it's been rigged for a long month, every award show is fucking rigged. Duh. Like, we all know that.
Right. But you don't want to talk about, like, but they don't, they're the same people. They're the same exact artist who, when it comes down to a fan-based voting, like, award show, they're the same people who don't say anything about it if their fans show up, right?
Right.
But to me, if you ask, I mean, I don't know, putting it toward, I don't know what's worse, putting an Academy in charge, but changing the Academy to also fit the dynamic of the world we live in.
Right.
Or leaving it up to fans to vote, because then that's not necessarily fair, because there are people who have way better works of art in albums as a complete work than people who get, who, like, I hate to say it to her, but again, Taylor fucking Swift.
Girl, if Taylor, BTS, Ariana Grande, if those people are nominated for an award, it's just like, you know, you're not going to
win. Yeah, they're going to win it. And so it's like, what is more biased and annoying to you as an artist? An Academy who decides it, or fan-based voting? Because to me, I don't know.
That's tea.
And do I think there are areas in which the Grammy Award, the Academy, whatever you want to call them, could improve? Of course there are. I'm sure there's some sketchiness and some antiquatedness going on in there. I'm sure there's some old dusty people who can't fucking, you know, let go of their power and can't let other people make decisions. I'm sure that that's happening. That's happening in every fucking aspect of this world right now.
Right.
So while we're in the process of changing, if you know that this award show is fucking bullshit, then it's bullshit. It's the same people. You ain't showing up to the MTV European Music Awards because you know, yeah, it's an award, but maybe it's not like, it's not the most, you know, it's like winning. I don't know how to, I'm just saying, like,
it makes sense.
The Grammys, if you know that it's bullshit, then you know it's bullshit.
And just move on.
Because, like, you, like, before the VMAs and the AMAs, and those are, I would say, less credible than, like, a Grammy.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Still an accolade, but less credible.
Yeah.
But if you know that the Grammys are like that, then just bump them right down to this level.
And keep making music, girl, and make your millions, and be quiet.
And keep making it. And then, if you don't like it, and then create another award show that is built on the thing that you like the most. Y'all could do that. There's money. There's entertainment. There's if enough news. If people are really mad about it, like they're saying they are, then there should be more than enough money in people to create something outside of what's already in existence.
That's it. And I guess
you also step your pussy up.
Wow. And I guess the whole, not talking about Halsey because nobody cares about her, but I guess the whole Weeknd snub is rumored to be, I think TMZ and a couple other news outlets reported that the snub might have come from the decision for the Weeknd to headline the Super Bowl next year. And the Super Bowl and the Grammys are only a week apart, and he chose the Super Bowl over the Grammys. Girl, the NFL is probably paying him way more motherfucking money to perform.
But did you?
Way more money.
My thing, like, also, I'm mad about that. That's a whole other topic.
Right.
I'm so mad about that. How fucking boring.
Who was last year?
J-Lo and fucking Shakira.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What a downgrade.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, I'm tired of these non-performing ass people performing. You can't. How are you gonna have the Weeknd? He's not a fucking, like, you need performers.
Yeah,
at the Super Bowl. I need hype.
I need dance.
I need all of it. I don't want to be.
I don't need it, and I don't want.
I don't need that. I don't fucking. Nobody asks for it either. Nobody. Nope. I guarantee you. I would love to see the fucking survey. I'm sure they did some sort of market research to find out who would be. I guarantee. I don't even think the Weeknd was probably in the top 10. So where the fuck did he come from? Did everybody else say no?
Yeah, because of the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, everybody says no now. So
they've been dying to get Rihanna to come, and she forever is like, no.
Fuck y'all. Right. She said, hey, right. No. Y'all should have asked her 10 years ago. Y'all waited for that damn long.
Right. She said, now you don't fuck that. And you ain't making it right, so I ain't gonna do it for you.
Right. So, I mean,
all that
goes to show, like, just, and also, like, people don't even, like, these award shows fucking suck now anyway. Like, who cares? They're literally the worst. They're not good.
That's my whole thing. We were, like, a part of the last era of, like, good music award shows, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I think we were, like,
Paparazzi?
Like, Yeah. Done. I'm not saying like we're the best, most iconic, all you boomers out there, so don't get offended. Wow. But like, I'm just saying, like, I think we were part of the last final frontier of like good award, like music award shows. Because mm-hmm. now, like, it's just shit. The VMAs, I used to literally sit up, like, I'm so excited, ready for that show.
Girl, I used to be like, when mother make dinner early because I need to be ready for this. Yep. I said, nobody's watching the TV in the living room, bitch, because the VMAs are coming on. Don't play with me.
Right. Okay? I would, used to be, like, on the floor in front of the TV, not even on a couch. Like, girl, it was a moment.
Learning the choreo. Living.
Yeah, it was a full-fledged moment. Now, every time I watch it, I'm like, who the fuck is that? What are they doing? Why did that person win? Who even is, you know, it's just always not, it's just never good anymore. It's
conflama, always.
It's conflama.
So, you know, Weeknd and Halsey, get it together, because nobody gives a fuck, but
they're hey, come on now. Just, maybe they're just not that into you. Sorry, Halsey.
Like, maybe your shit wasn't that good.
Honestly, like,
because I just... wasn't nominated, so I really don't give a fuck about y'all.
Right. I literally just looked at this fucking album, right? This Manic album.
Is it The Weeknd or is it Halsey?
This is Halsey.
Okay.
Quite literally, the only song I know is Without Me, and I'm pretty sure that was a single before 2020.
What? How does it go? What's that?
Tell me how's it feel.
Okay. I had to catch the beat. I got it. I don't fuck with Halsey like that.
Also,
yo, bro.
Did you know that Justin Timberlake is a writer on that song? Who knew?
So I'm gonna put it out there because Halsey, I tell this story to people all the time, right? I knew this girl in college when I went to Providence, right? She was in one of the clubs that I was in, and we were driving up to this wedding expo that we were volunteering at, and Halsey came on the radio. And she was like, I went to high school with Halsey. And I said,
you said, spill the fucking tea.
I said, bitch, tell me more. She was like, nobody liked her because she used to sleep with everyone's boyfriends and she was fucking weird. And I was like, lit. Okay. I was like, work.
Makes sense.
I mean,
makes sense.
And I'm just gonna put. I'm not trying to slut shame anybody or anything like that. But I've been following Halsey for a long time, bitch, because I've known about her for a very long time. I don't give a fuck about her music, but her career trajectory is very interesting to me.
Yeah,
100%. The fact that I feel like she has gotten where she is because homegirl be dating everybody underneath the motherfucking sun in Hollywood. My God. If you look at her dating history, like, girl, you have no bounds. You have no bounds. Literally none. It's very interesting. I would take a look at it if I was you and do some research because the shit is wild. I said, damn, bitch, call me pissing down. Anyway, moving on. Brendan, what is your story for this week?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I literally just pulled up a story about how many people she dated. let me go back to my article. Let me go back before I go down the rabbit hole.
It's going to be a rabbit hole, girl, because it's going to be a lot. She did what?
Yes. So I had mainly one specific story that I was going to go over because it kind of touches on several different little mini stories here. So it's an article on USA Today, honey. we love a good USA Today. And it is about their version of the biggest celebrity feuds of 2020 so far. Girl, are you ready? Right. Because, like, I'm like, y'all don't even know what fighting is.
Anyway.
But, so, the first one that they list is one that we've already gone over on this show, which is Taylor Swift versus Scooter Braun. We don't necessarily have to talk about this one, because we did I think, last episode or two episodes ago, we kind of went over it in detail. But long story short, he owns the rights to her music, and he ain't giving them up. But
no girl.
He sold them to another company, but it's like he still owns portion of them.
Yeah, and it's contingent on them not selling it back to her.
Yes, you Yes. So it is like he has some vendetta against her, and she has now taken, she used to be very private about it. Now she's become very public about it, which good for her, as she should. And I do, like, as much shit as I talk about Taylor Swift, I really do hope that she comes out on top in terms of this, because that's really fucked up. I like I said in the last time, I don't understand how, I don't really understand the concept of, like, I mean, I understand that's how the business works, but I don't understand the why. You know what I mean? Why does somebody who literally produces, writes, is literally the singer, the face of the song, the everything, how do they have not a single right to any of that?
So the other girls can get more money, girl. That's why.
That's about what I'm money. Saying. The girls are wild. They're wilding.
Always.
The next feud, is a somewhat more recent one, but... it is Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez.
Ugh, fucking short-ass Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez is a whole-ass bitch. Let me just start there.
Oompa-loompa-ass bitch. That's what he is.
He is a whole-ass bitch. How are you going to shoot a girl in the foot or anywhere?
Both of her feet.
Right. And then pretend like it didn't happen. Try to get your team to shut her up. And then proceed to be publicly talking shit about it, acting like it didn't happen, and like there's not proof or anything about it.
And you forget the most important part. And make an album and songs of the album talk about I didn't do it, nigga.
Right. Why don't you just call yourself OJ Simpson? Just saying.
The audacity, the fucking, why is this man not in jail, by the way?
What I'm saying. What, like who decided to not believe Megan and take his word for it? Like, why, how is he not in jail?
Well, she said when it first happened, she didn't want to say what happened because she didn't want him to get in trouble, which I think was a really poor decision on her part. I understand why she did it because Black people and the police, I understand it, but I think that was a really poor decision on her part, because I think he would have been in jail right now if she would have said something when it first happened. I don't know like what, like, is she gonna like sue him or something, or like, I don't, are they pressing charge? I don't know.
It says he was officially charged by Los Angeles prosecutors for shooting, who make the signs, last name is Pete, by the way, Megan Pete. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
For shooting Pete in October, as he faces two felony charges, one count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle.
So no assault, nothing like that? Shooting.
No assault. Well, assault with a semi-automatic firearm.
Okay.
But like I said, you're a whole ass bitch. Like, how do you like get in an argument? Because you know why? He knew in his soul that Meg Thee Stallion would have fucking whooped that ace.
She would, like, and his ass would have been dropped.
She would have mollywopped the fuck out of him, and right. That's why he's mad. And damn. He probably, you know.
Then Millie walked on his motherfucking corpse. Like, his ass would have been done.
Leave it to the shortest rapper to have this type of situation happen to him. You know what I mean? Such a short man syndrome type
bitch
of
behavior.
Shit.
Very much bitch behavior.
I love how the first thing that comes up when you don't even finish typing in Tory Lanez on Google, the first thing that pops up as the suggested is height. And guess how tall he is. Do you know?
Oh, girl, are you? I looked it up a long time ago. Okay. Play with it if you want.
This man is all 5'3".
And I think Meg Thee Stallion is about 5'11". Yeah. She's about 5'11", 5'10".
She's a...
She a big woman. She'll fuck your ass up. Play with it if you want.
And I don't like, she's 5'10".
That's a big
bitch.
Girl.
Bitch. Fucking Kylie Jenner's taller than him.
Girl, everybody taller than him. What you mean?
Fucking Rihanna could be his ass. She 5'8".
Like, it's just like.
Cardi B is 5'3".
Protect black women. Because this shit is ridiculous.
Right. That's the thing. It's just like, what the fuck? How? Why are you? Who decided that we were going to believe? Because I don't.
So I definitely don't.
So who up in the that needs to decide hasn't? Because this man, he just looks like a full on bitch, and he is a bitch. He always will be a bitch.
Also, he's from Canada. Deport that motherfucker. On top of that, please.
I said Peterson first denied the allegations in September with his song "Money Over Fallouts" from his surprise album. That was his biggest L you ever did. You released a surprise album thinking that was going to be, oh, let's listen to what he had. Now, fuck you.
Nobody cared.
It said, It said, Megan, people trying to frame me for a shooting. And then she responded with her own diss track.
She did.
On her newest album, Good News, and it's called Shots Fired.
Pow, pow.
And she said, and I quote, "You shot a 5'10 bitch with a 22 meter, talking about bones and tendons like the bullets wasn't pellets."
Come on with it. She said, "Bitch, that little guy ain't gonna do nothing to me. Now if I shot your ass, you would have been
let me just pull up that song real quick. I ain't gonna play it. I just want to pull it up so I can, like,
can listen to it later.
So I can just fucking like read the lyrics as they come through. You know what I mean? Let me just. This girl. Wait a minute. She said, "Imagine a man lying about shooting a real bitch just to save face for a rapper, the rappers that you chill with. Imagine me giving a fuck it was your birthday. You were in your feelings and I just thought it was another Thursday. Now imagine me cock blocking you on some dry shit. I don't want to be on the bench. Believe you wouldn't be invited."
Say it.
She said, "And if it weren't for me, same week you would have been indicted."
Woo!
you offered M's not to talk. I guess that made my friend excited. Now y'all in cahoots. But you just a puss in boots. She said, "A pussy bleep with a pussy gun in his feelings. Okay, he in the back seat and he keep calling me a bitch. We all know the shit I could have came back with."
And then
in parentheses, "Lil ass bleep." She said, "He talking about his followers, dollars, and goofy shit. I told him, you're not popping, you're just on the remix."
So don't get cute. Basically, she told him, don't get fucking cute, bitch. That's what I meant.
And then this is important. She said, "Now here we are, 28 months later, and we still ain't getting no fucking justice for Breonna Taylor. Speak the truth, Meg Thee Stallion."
Come on. Also, did you see Tory Lanez's real name?
What is it? Please think. Please stop.
No, please. You gotta look it up.
Wait a minute.
You gotta look it up. And then we gonna move on, y'all. Sorry.
Sorry. Daystar Peterson. Okay. I'm officially over it. Next feud.
Foolishness.
Daystar. It sounds like a fucking,
his parents named him fucking Daystar. That's a fucking, that sounds like a damn,
it sounds Mario like a strip character. Club.
That sounds like a Mario character.
Ooh.
Not even real.
So the next feud, there's only a couple more. So the next feud that they said was one of the bigger ones was Isaiah Washington versus Katherine Heigl. And Isaiah Washington, what? They're both Grey's Anatomy co-stars,
yeah, but
for those who don't know.
But let me Google it. Go ahead. I'm gonna
Google it. So it says in a tweet on November 17th, so this recent tea, honey.
What?
November 17th, 2020, Washington, who played Dr. Preston Burke on the show from 2005 to 2007 with a brief reappearance in 2004, shared a message alongside a photo of Heigl, who played Dr. Izzy Stevens from 2005 to 2010. And he said, and I quote, "This woman once proclaimed that I should never be allowed to publicly speak again. The world agreed with her proclamation back then and protested for my job in my head in 65 languages. I wish I was on Twitter in 2017 because I will never stop exercising my free speech." And then it goes on to say that it is unclear what prompted Washington's tweets about Heigl, but the beef between the former co-stars dates back years.
Didn't Isaiah Washington do some wild shit back in the day? What did he do? He did something. What did he do? Shit.
Oh, wait. It says during the 2007 Golden Globes when Isaiah Washington denied using a homophobic slur towards another co-star, the 2007 Golden Globes, Heigl criticized his alleged comments. And she said, and I quote, "I'm going to be really honest right now. He just needs to not speak in public, period. I'm sorry. That did not need to be said. I'm not okay with it." Okay.
He also is a Trump supporter, so there's a...
Okay, so... Okay.
He's saying...
So here's my thing. I hate people like him. Because one, did you say something? out of pocket? So if the answer is yes to your question, then that's the end of the discussion. You should, like, you're responsible for your fucking actions.
That's it.
And I'm sorry, like, based on what she said, I ain't mad at her.
Right.
I'm not mad at what she said to you. She said, don't fucking say shit like that, you dumbass. What's wrong with you? And then you're going to be like, oh, she suppressed my free. So you want to be able to use.
Yes.
Isaiah.
Yeah, honey, he wants to be able to call people the F word and be out here doing whatever. No, sweetie, it don't work like that.
There's one more. I'm not even going to go. There's a couple more. One of them is Wesley Snipes versus Patton Oswalt, which don't even know who they are. Who? So, like, exactly.
We know who Wesley Snipes is, but who's
other? We know who Wesley Snipes, but the Patton Oswalt, I don't know. Oh, it was a co-star from Blade Trinity.
That was 10 years ago. Don't nobody give a fuck.
Right. No, no. Blade Trinity. Next one was Sacha Baron Cohen versus Rudy Giuliani.
Sacha Baron Cohen was coming at the girls. He really was.
Oh, it was beautiful. And
they fell for it too. Stupid.
Is that a feud? No.
No, that's Sacha Baron Cohen trolling these people, and they fall for it every time.
Giuliani called it a hit job, and Sacha Baron Cohen an idiot, as well as maintaining the thought that it was a legitimate interview. Rudy, honey, the interview is not what's in question.
But also, that's your fucking fault. Where's your team?
Right. Or don't you work for the president? Hello?
Where the fuck is your team, motherfucker? What you mean? You can't tell that Sacha Baron Cohen played fucking Borat? That's your fault. What's wrong with you? God, it's 2020. How do y'all not know who Borat is still? I'm, like, surprised that he could even make another movie that people, like, don't know who he is. That's very confusing to me. I don't understand.
It was shocking to me that he didn't understand what was going on. I'm trying to see if to wrap it up here, which one is probably the most... Taylor Swift versus Kanye West, that's still a thing.
Is it? In 2020?
French Montana versus Young Thug. Oh, Danielle Bregoli versus Sky Jackson.
Oh my God, I forgot that happened this year? That was only this year that happened?
Yes.
That was cool.
Yes.
That was so cool.
It says, rapper Bregoli, aka Bad Baby, went on Instagram Live, and this is the last one we'll do, in February, and threatened Jackson and said that she will, quote, kill her. Bregoli accused the Disney star of trying to date her exes as well as trying to be like her. While Jackson didn't directly respond to Bregoli right away, she tweeted a list of her accomplishments and noted that she has no time for negatives shortly after the rapper's message. Jackson went on to file a restraining order against Bad Baby. Okay. All I'm going to say about Bad Baby is I understand that she is 17.
She right? gotta be. She 18 now, ain't she?
She's either 17 or 18.
Let's see. I haven't heard her in a long time. I don't know what the fuck she at.
I understand that there's a level of immaturity, right? You know what I mean? There's a level of, like, because when we were that age, yeah, like, if somebody says something to you, you wanna, like, you have to say something. You gotta, you know. I get it. But she needs somebody. She's not a normal person. She's like in the spotlight to some degree.
Right.
So somebody around her, her team, her somebody needs to sit her ass down and say, like, you can't literally respond to every single thing and talk about every single thing and then yell at every single thing.
You know who else? There's actually a couple of other celebrities who are like that. And I take note. Three of them that come to mind. Cardi B does the same thing. She always does that shit. Don't know why. Yes. Demi Lovato also does the same thing all the time. I also don't know why. And when she was popping, she ain't popping no more. Iggy Azalea used to do that shit all the time. And I don't know why. I don't know why. There are certain people that, like, don't... Well, I think it's different for each one of them. I think Cardi is just so new to... fame, mm-hmm. and it happened so quickly for her that she hasn't had time to acclimate. She just doesn't, and she probably doesn't have the best team around her. Quite honestly.
So she probably still has, like, her friends and family.
Yes, absolutely. That don't, she needs to hire some better PR people because, like,
industry professionals.
Yes. I feel like Demi Lovato never had time to be an actual regular teenager, so she doesn't understand how to deal with conflict correctly. Like, she just does not, she just right. don't get it. She just 100%. Don't. She always goes online and says some, like, really, like, either prolific or, you know, quote-unquote prolific or, like, wild shit, and then people get mad at her, and then she's, like, mad that people are mad. Like, remember when, what's the rapper that he almost got deported because he's from England? Who was that?
Oh, 21 Savage.
21 Savage.
And then 21 Savage, found, right?
Yeah, it was 21 Savage. Yeah. And then she posted a meme about him trying to be funny, and everybody was calling her a fucking crackhead. So, I just, like, getting, like, just stay in your lane, bro.
Yes.
Just stay in your lane.
That's the thing. And it's just, like, I saw, like, they were talking to, like, how she always feels the need to, like, to come back at other people, and like, they'll say something about her hair, and then she feels the need to publicly address it. And it's just, yeah, like, let your haters be your haters. Like, that's on. they are never going to go away. Like, they're always, no. It doesn't matter if you're, Beyonce has haters.
Yeah.
Everybody has haters. And so you expect you, Danielle Bregoli, Bad Baby, Dr. Phil bitch, to not have haters? Girl.
You're the first one on the list.
Yeah, get in line. It's gonna happen. And if you can't handle it, then you shouldn't be in the industry that you were so lucky to even be graced with the opportunity to be in the first place. You know, we know the tea at this point, bitch. Yeah, there are ins and outs of the industry that we might not know as regular people, but right, we know the fucking tea. Like, you know the tea. You know what you're getting into. You know you're in public scrutiny, all that shit, in the public eye. You know you're going to be all up in everybody's going to be all up in your shit. You can't even breathe right. You know, you just know it's going to happen. So what's the surprise and anger and shock for? I don't know.
And she's just so abrasive. I'm like, yo, little girl, chill out. Why are you so angry?
And when
angry?
She screams and she's like, whine. So ugh.
Good God. I'm like, yo, I can't. Calm, breathe for a second. My God. And
right,
then,
get
like,
it together.
I don't know if you've ever seen, like, she did, like, the Fine Bros, FBE. They did, like, a react to, I think it was a Best Friend, and I think one of her other songs. Go Best Friend, that song. And, you know, some of the, it was teenagers, and some of them were feeling it, some of them were not. Some of them were definitely not here for it, right? So then they do a thing where the artist reacts to the reaction. She was so fucking mean to some of those kids. Like, so mean to them. Like, one of the girls started crying. She was so mean to them. That's awful. I'm like, yo, you are a hateful little girl. You got some hate
right.
in your heart.
Just because somebody doesn't agree with you or think that your fucking mumble rap bullshit is iconic doesn't mean that they're a trash-ass person.
Like, girl,
you being a fucking 15-year-old rapping about fuck these bitches they have, that's what's disrespectful and gross.
Right. And I
that's
think,
the real travesty here.
And I think a lot of them had to say, they were like, yo, why has she got such attitude?
Right, like, what are you angry about?
Like, girl.
And then have, and let me tell you this thing too, bitch, you have all the, you say all these problems, you've literally got your ass publicly beat on several occasions on video. And, like, look, I don't wish anybody, I ain't trying to, like, wish nothing on her. I ain't saying, no, I'm just saying, like, you can't claim you're this and claim you're that and be all rah-rah in the streets and then get your ass beat 50 times on video. Sorry, you can't do it. You're not about it. You're not, you get your ass, literally that one irrelevant ass celebrity, Whoa Vicky, came into a studio and beat your fucking ass.
They fought on the street too?
Yes, and they fought on the street. So then what are you even talking about? How are you going to beat up anybody? Who are you going to... Remember when she tried to fight Iggy Azalea too?
Like, Iggy Azalea is like 10 years her fucking senior.
Like, and like, I don't even think Iggy Azalea is like a fighter, but I know Iggy Azalea would just mollywop the shit out of her.
But I don't Iggy Azalea was like, girl, first of all, don't even come in my airspace, number one. Don't even breathe my same air.
Did you see the video though? There's a video.
Yeah, it was at a Fashion Nova party. It was fucking
And like, literally Iggy Azalea is like literally taking a picture with her gorgeous ass weave, everything. And like, fucking Bad Baby threw like a splash of water on her and Iggy just goes,
like, bitch, who the fuck?
And then proceeds to take the picture as literally this 16-year-old girl is dragged out, like, like whining. That's and then cool. Iggy was on her Instagram, like, She's like, what? She's like, everybody asked him why I didn't do nothing. She was like, what am I supposed to do? Hit a 15-year-old girl in the middle of a Fashion Nova event? Like, what the fuck? Right. She's like, what does that look like for me? Like, what does that look like for me? Right. She's like, I'm not trying to be out here fighting 15-year-olds.
Sit your ass down. Like, she needs some help. If she's still a thing in like 5 years, I would be very interested to see what becomes of her.
Yes, me too.
She won't be having a baby. Me too. Then. She'll probably get pregnant to have a baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's like we said that.
Sure. I'm just waiting for when she becomes 18 and then she gonna do some, she'll probably do like OnlyFans or some shit.
Oh, yes.
Who knows?
She'll definitely have OnlyFans.
Because she knows it's going to blow up when she makes it because everybody just been waiting for the moment. All these pervy ass men.
I mean, like, girl, get your coin while you can. I ain't mad at it.
I mean, look, I ain't mad at it. Yeah. Get in, get out, and get going.
Because if the girls pay for it, the girls pay for it. Y'all the ones that are nasty, not me.
Truth.
Anyway, y'all. That's all we got for y'all this week.
Yes, this was a fun little segment.
We were talking.
I enjoyed this. Yeah, there was a lot of good topics today, honey.
So if you guys have anything to say, you know, if you want to sound off on any of the topics we talked about today, about the Grammy nominations, about Halsey and The Weeknd having irrelevant-ass albums, or about the top celebrity feuds of this year. If you have any more that we didn't discuss or they didn't add on the list, you can let us know.
Because you know we live for the drama.
You can let us know by emailing us at workthepod@gmail.com. You can follow us both on Instagram, Brendan at onefish2fish, myself at _farewellwaysmaya. You can follow me on Twitter as well. If you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, we would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it if you would give us 5 stars and leave us a review. Only 5 stars. We only accept 5 stars.
Only, yes.
We don't do anything more. Anything less. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this and so you can be notified whenever we upload new podcasts.
As soon as it comes out, you'll be the first to know.
Come on. Brenna, anything else?
No, just as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of our little thing we have going here. We love you. And I can't wait until next week or next time.
We'll see, girl. We went for some Drag Race, so come on, girl. We don't got nothing to talk about for Drag Race, but
yes, honestly, I think it's near. I think it's near.
I feel in my bones that they're gonna announce it soon.
I think we're gonna get an announcement soon, and I think the newest season will probably come out January.
Yeah, January, February, definitely.
Yeah. So stay tuned, girlies.
Remember, please share this with all your friends. If you share it on Instagram, please tag us both so we can edit our stories.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.